Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033, BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome to After Hours. I'm JT, and we've got David Malik, the CEO of Gunter Wilhelm Knives. And David is coming to us from Seattle today, in the Puyallup area, actually, at the Sportsman Show. So he graciously agreed to stick around with us for a little bit and do the After Hours. So, David, welcome back to Barbecue Nation in the After Hours portion. This is where we can swear if we need to and not get in trouble. So there you go.
I'm not going to swear, but I thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
And in the show, you asked me some great questions about technical and stuff like that. And as I mentioned, I'm not a cook. I'm an engineer, so I like to create those things. But I would like to share with you and everybody that is listening a funny story.
Sure.
Before I moved to the States from Europe, I was traveling and I stayed with a friend of mine. Me and my wife stayed with a friend of mine. And by coincidence, he had a gift that he gave to his cousin. And I looked at the gift. It was a knife set from a German brand that cost a couple of hundreds of dollars. Gave it away, and you know, as a couple, me and my wife was looking at each other because we used to buy those knives in the equivalent Walmart because we were going for deals and stuff like that.
Sure.
And we never appreciated the quality of a good knife. And I told my wife, oh, you need to be crazy to buy a knife set for like, it was like $450. And I said, you need to be crazy to do that. Today, I'm making a living out of that.
I was gonna ask you, David, when you went to engineering school, did you ever think you would be applying that science to knives?
It's life takes you to all kinds of different places. I was born, my parents had a metal or steel factory, so I know all those CNC machines and benders and all those things, so drillers. It was part of my DNA. I grew up in those places.
Sure.
And welding and all those things. So coming into the knife is not completely strange to me, but I didn't plan when I was in my 20s and I finished my graduation from the electronic department. I didn't think that I would be doing knives for a living, definitely not for a living. And if you tell me like 15 years ago that I will be selling knives and cookware for my livelihood, I would be probably laughing loud. and I feel really good. I can tell you, we are talking about barbecue, and this is something that always... I think it's a story that I like to share my opinion about barbecue. So yes, it's a great food, and which is when you say barbecue in many places it's actually grilling. But this is not what drew me into this activity.
Yeah,
I was standing one time in one of those events before I was really into the barbecue community. And the guy in front of me burned his meat, burned it completely. He was not able to do anything with that.
Sure.
And when I moved into the cutlery, for me, cutlery users were those chefs with the white hats and the white jackets. And here I'm standing in the middle of a field with a lot of people that don't look like that. And the guy is burned his meat. And miraculously, his neighbor comes to him with a big rack of ribs and replace it. And yeah. I was shocked. Say, in culinary, competition, it will never happen.
Right.
And the guy won with this rack of ribs that he was given as a gift. And yeah. Those guys were hugging and cheering each other. It was an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And this took my heart. And I am very happy to be part of the barbecue and grilling community. Great, great, great activities and people and friendship. I have so many friends now in the barbecue. It's not even funny. It's family. It's the Ganto. I call it the Ganto William family, but it's a lot of barbecue teams and guys that I know that I can trust them, and I know that they trust me. And you cannot replace those feelings. I know that I will not be buried in a Rolls Royce, and I don't care about that, but I do care to create a legacy. And legacy is built on quality and friendship and fellowship, and I'm very honored to be part of the barbecue teams and community.
Yeah. Real quick, David, what's the toughest part of your job as CEO? What's the toughest part? And then I'm going to ask you the reverse of that, of what's the best part of your job. But let's start with the toughest, or the part that you would, if you didn't have to, you wouldn't do it.
This is a tough question. I will answer with what I do like. I do like the startup. I do like the creation. I like the presentation, work with people. This one, I love to do it. The things that you have necessary activities, you need it's very hard to find good team people to play with you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's something that we experience and not always nice. You can be very nice to your team members, but doesn't guarantee that it will go both ways. And I think that this is a challenge that the United States is facing today. I can give you my philosophy in life that I learned from my parents. I support, for example, culinary schools.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have those students be able to graduate high school with some kind of a profession. I did it when I was young. I learned electricity in high school. And there are a lot of high school that will allow you, instead of doing liberal arts, to go into carpenter or mechanics, or in my case, I support my community, which is the culinary arts.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to support that, and I think that this is very important to bridge the gap between the people that finish high school and have no clue what to do with their lives, and people that are having a methodology of commitment and dedication and skills that might not take them into the culinary. They can go into management. They can go into other fields. I'm currently in knives, but I studied electronics. So what? But it gave me the foundation. And I think that this is something very important. And it's very tough, in my opinion, to manage and to handle. The challenge, I think.
Yeah, it can be tough, and I like your idea because I do it the same way. My wife runs the apprenticeship program for a local college, and she's helped build that program over the last 18 years. Not everybody needs to be a lawyer or a doctor. God bless you if you are. That's great, great professions. But some people do want to still work with their hands. They want to learn and perfect a manual skill. And so she works with these different industries and helps run these programs. And she's designed the curriculum and so on and so forth. And I think that's great, because I think you hit a nail on the head. When kids graduate from high school, a lot of them have no idea what the hell they want to do. Maybe their folks want them to go to college, and maybe they want to go be a carpenter. So we've got to have avenues for that, and it takes people to support those endeavors, like yourself, if they want to work in the culinary world. Or maybe they want to go be the next Myron Mixon or Vic Clevenger, you know, world champion barbecue guys. You never know. But somebody's got to get them started.
It doesn't contradict. I did in high school the electrician chapter, and I went to college after that. So it does. The skills that you get and the disciplines that you get will take you for life. It's very important, especially now when you see all those manufacturing jobs coming or trying to come back to the state. As I mentioned during the show itself, we tried for a year and a half to bring the production into the United States. But there was no know-how and no machinery.
Right.
And the regulation was very, or the red tape, or whatever you want to call it, was extremely, extremely challenging. So we decided to keep it in Germany. However, if you don't have the know-how and the skills and all those things, it's very hard. And as a country, I think that supporting those skills at young age, at the high school age, and tell them, look, you can be a lawyer, you can be an electrician, you can be a plumber. There's no shame. There's no shame in any of those things. You need to be able to make a living and love what you do. My slogan of my company is quality made with passion.
There you go.
When you do quality and you do it with passion, my father told me, even if you swipe the floor, do it 100%.
Yep.
So be proud with what you do. There is no shame. You are not stealing from anyone. Do whatever makes you feel good, but be realistic. I like to feel good in many different ways. I like to eat steak all day. Eventually, it will not work well.
Yeah.
But you need to be realistic and do whatever you do, do it 100%.
Absolutely. David Malik from Gunter Wilhelm Knives, the CEO there, and good guy. And thanks for being with us on Barbecue Nation. I really appreciate it, and especially for sticking around for the after-hour show.
And thank you for the opportunity.
No worries.
God bless.
No worries, and thank you very much. We'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours after the regular show. So till then, do something fun and put a smile on your face.